The appointment of John Negroponte as Director of National Intelligence was a response to the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. Assigning the CIA its place in a more coherent intelligence community was a challenge for Mr. Negroponte, particularly after the appointment of Porter Goss as Director of the Central Intelligence Agency a year and a half ago. The abrupt resignation of Mr. Goss and his chief deputy, Kyle Fargo, in mid-May was the culmination of a series of conflicts between Mr. Goss and Mr. Negroponte. To succeed Mr. Goss as director of the CIA, President Bush nominated Air Force General Michael V. Hayden, who as head of the National Security Agency, had reported to Mr. Negroponte. General Hayden had been at the center of the controversy over the NSA program of monitoring the phone calls of United States citizens without securing the warrants required by the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Despite the initial misgivings, General Hayden has impressive professional credentials. Hayden now faces the challenge of restoring morale within the agency at a time when its historic mission will be newly defined. The terrorists responsible for the London and Madrid bombings and those recently arrested in Canada appear to be homegrown terrorists who may draw inspiration from Osama bin Laden, but do not operate under the centralized control of his al-Qaeda organization. The more fragmented the network of international terrorists, experts tell us, the more formidable the challenge to the intelligence-gathering agencies of the United States and its allies. To meet that challenge, Mr. Negroponte and the dedicated professionals under him must be free from partisan political pressure if they are to define and defend our national security. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.